This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for coronavirus, the first major world leader to announce that. Johnson says he is suffering only mild symptoms, which he described as fever and a persistent cough. The 55-year-old prime minister says he is self-isolating, but that he remains in charge of the UK's fight against the virus outbreak. That battle now includes the effective shutdown of the country's economy and strict controls on people's daily activities. Worldwide, COVID-19 cases number more than 549,000, with deaths topping 24,000 in 176 countries and regions. The center of it all is here in the United States. 86,000 infections now surpassing China. 1,300 lives have been lost so far in the U.S. The figures come from the Johns Hopkins University running tally. The largest American outbreak is in New York City, where the total deaths are closing in on 400. The number of coronavirus cases there, almost 22,000. Increasing numbers of healthcare workers in New York are falling prey to the virus as well, their situation made worse by short supplies of personal protective equipment and fatigue, both physical and mental. In Europe, the suffering in Italy and Spain is heartrending. Italy's pandemic death count has topped 8,200, with more than 85,000 virus cases. Spain counts almost 5,000 deaths among its 64,000 victims. Along with the United States, Spain and Italy account for about half the world's coronavirus infections, all reporting overwhelmed hospitals and critical shortfalls in medical equipment and supplies needed to treat the sick. In France, a 16-year-old girl, 4 days after being hospitalized, has become the youngest person in the country to die of COVID-19. France has recorded 1,600 virus deaths amid 29,000 infections. This is VOA News. For the latest on the pandemic, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. On an economic front battered by the pandemic, the Italian government has ordered its industrial sector to shut down. Companies in Europe are laying off workers at the fastest pace since 2009. American unemployment numbers last week were five times more than the old record, with 3.3 million workers applying for jobless benefits. In South Africa, where unemployment is already about 30%, after its first two COVID-19 deaths, the government has put a three-week lockdown in place. South Africa has reached a sad milestone, 1,000 new coronavirus cases. The same is true for Indonesia and Russia. India's 1.3 billion people are under lockdown because of COVID-19. The nation's vital rail system has been shut down, and large numbers of jobless Indians are trying to reach their home villages on foot, in some cases, hundreds of miles away from the country's major cities. The Indian government has announced a $22 billion stimulus plan to fund food rations to an estimated 800 million people. The coronavirus epicenter in the Middle East is Iran, with 32,000 COVID-19 cases and more than 2,400 deaths. Amid the awful news in the rest of the world, China says it's recorded 55 new COVID-19 cases, 54 of them imported from outside its borders. Beijing is barring most foreigners from entering the country and has drastically cut back on international flights. In the United States, a massive $2.2 trillion coronavirus aid package is awaiting a possible vote in the House of Representatives. It passed the Senate this week, and President Trump is expected to sign the bill quickly once it reaches his desk. But House action could be delayed today if even one House member asks for a roll call vote rather than a simple voice vote. The problem is that so many lawmakers are back in their home districts. Many are rushing back to Washington today. President Trump, meanwhile, is waiving the possibility of new guidelines for dealing with the coronavirus. Insisting that Americans want to go back to work, the president suggests he will open some areas of the United States. Mr. Trump says federal officials will rate counties by their risk of virus spread, enabling local governments to decide on whether to loosen such things as stay-at-home orders and social distancing. In the president's words, quote, "I think we can start by opening up certain parts of the country and then just keeping them going until the whole country is opened up." Mr. Trump spoke by phone last night with Chinese President Xi Jinping and said later the two would coordinate anti-COVID-19 efforts. The president, until recently, had repeatedly termed the disease the Chinese virus. Britain has unveiled its latest pandemic relief effort, this one aimed at the gig economy, in which many workers face financial ruin. The government is pledging to give the self-employed grants equal to 80% of their total average profits, up to 2,500 British pounds a month. To stay up to date on the pandemic and more, we invite you online to voanews.com. Coming to you via remote...